Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting second. The second baseman, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting third. The center fielder, Wally Moses. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Puccinelli. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stu Flythe. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Stu Flythe. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Peete. Batting third. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vern Kennedy. And now, play ball. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney takes first base on ball four. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Krivic. Wurstler reaches second base with a double. Finney goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses bunts towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Wurstler moves to third. One out. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Puccinelli strikes out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Grubb fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is hit by the pitch. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Radcliffe moves to second. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Haas reaches second base with a double. Radcliffe scores. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura takes first base on ball four. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Appling for the out. Haas moves to third. Bonura moves to second. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haas scores. Bonura scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Krivic. The throw from Hayes and he is out, Wurstler applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is hit by the pitch. Johnson moves to third. Newsom moves to second. Stu Flythe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flythe is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Finney hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Groob settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wurstler hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb strikes out. One out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Flythe fields it and throws to first for the out. Dykes moves to second. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 1 in the game. Pete takes first base on ball 4. Dykes moves to third. Radcliffe moves to second. Bill Dietrich now pitching. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 0 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Puccinelli takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy can't make a play. That's a base hit. Puccinelli moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 1 in the game. Newsom takes first base on ball 4. Puccinelli moves to third. Higgins moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Krivic throws the ball into Appling, who tags Hayes trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Puccinelli scores. Higgins scores. Newsom moves to third. It's Athletics, 3, White Sox, 3. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bonura hits a fly ball into right field. Puccinelli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Krivic hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Appling moves to third. Krivic moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Newsom fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Wurstler hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Dietrich drops the ball. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to first for the out. Radcliffe moves to second. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Radcliffe scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney fields the ball and throws to Dietrich covering. Safe. Haas moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Krivic hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Puccinelli hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Johnson moves to third. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0-for-1 in the game. Dietrich bunts towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson scores. Hayes moves to second. Two outs. It's Athletics, 4, White Sox, 4. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Puccinelli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pete hits a pop-up towards first. Finney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Wurstler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. Two outs. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Puccinelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Bonura hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bonura moves to third. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Krivic strikes out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Higgins. The throw from Grube and he is safe. Higgins steals second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson strikes out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Higgins moves to third. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Hayes is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grube is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grube is called out on strikes. One out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dietrich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Finney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wurstler strikes out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Pete hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Haas bunts towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to first for the out. Pete moves to second. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bonura is walked intentionally. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Pete moves to third. Bonura moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to home to get Pete. Bonura moves to third. Appling moves to second. 2 outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Dykes is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Puccinelli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Grube and he is out. Appling applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grube is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Grube hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-4 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Newsom hits a pop-up, foul. Towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Hayes strikes out. 2 outs. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Dietrich hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pete hits a fly ball into right field. Puccinelli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Finney hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Grubb fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Puccinelli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Krivic strikes out. 1 out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 3 in the game. With 2 walks. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Grubb hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Finney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Higgins hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Newsom hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Newsom reaches second base with a double. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Dietrich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 5 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pete takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hayes for a passed ball. Pete moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney fields the ball and throws to Dietrich covering. Safe. Pete scores. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.